We're back. The Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Gil Birmingham. We remember him from the Twilight series, and now he's going to talk about Yellowstone. Gil, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Gil. How amazing is it to be part of that Twilight series and the history of it and the fans and from the book and the movie? It just must be amazing to be part of that project that you were able to do.
Well, you know, it's every actor's dream to kind of imagine what it's like to have a worldwide fan base that's, you know, so avid about the product. And it was a little out of my age range. You know, it's a love story for basically the young people, but it was such a wonderful experience to work with a great cast and over a period of 5 years to bring so much joy to a lot of people who are huge fans of Twilight.
Absolutely, Gil, and that's the thing, that you'll always be at the different Comic-Con series and things. Even when you don't have work, you'll always have work because of Twilight, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you just hope that fan base follows you through the rest of your career, right?
Exactly. It's a different thing, so everyone needs to check out Yellowstone. So tell us about this, the show. It really looks really interesting when it comes to your character, but also the whole premise of the show. So what time, what storyline, what time period is this take place in Yellowstone?
This is all present day. It's all contemporary. And the issues that kind of reflect the political nature of the environment and of land ownership and of, you know, continuing and trying to maintain a legacy.
Exactly. When you're talking about the Native American reservations and what is happening in our society today, Gil, it's crazy, especially your character playing this role that, again, is different for tribal chiefs today than a long time ago, because, again, you're a casino owner, but also a tribal chief, and having to deal with the politics that are today on reservations, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, and the game changer is kind of, as Thomas Rainwater explains, is learning what the colonist game is, and that's why he gets himself educated and arms himself with the devices of education and resource to try to reclaim and balance out what feels to be a true inequity in terms of the way that Native people have been handled and dealt with.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the character, is your character developing and is still confused about his role, especially when you're looking at profit versus your community?
Well, the great thing about Taylor Sheridan's writing is that he doesn't really present a very clear black and white, situation. There's so much gray in the area in terms of how human beings see and perceive their world and why they feel motivated by their agenda, thinking it's the right way to do. John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, is trying to maintain a legacy of several generations of land ownership. And Thomas Rainwater represents a legacy of trying to reclaim lands that have been stolen over hundreds of years. And to this day, still, you know, the events of oil exploration on, say, for example, Bear Ears Monument National Park and the infringement on in present-day Native land. So, you know, it depends. The great thing about Taylor's writing is that it's oftentimes educational. It will give you a perspective that you didn't know, and it may change your mind about things.
It definitely does, Gil, and it's a situation that you have to really watch out for with this process. And how is it working with Kevin? Tell us about that, working with Kevin on this show, and especially not just a movie, but something that's a weekly show for sure.
Well, I'm a big fan of Kevin, and I have been all the way back in the days of, you know, Dances with Wolves, and he has so many really wonderful stories about his integration and the making of that movie. And it's just wonderful to have such an incredible cast of people who are so passionate about the project, and we love it so much, and we just feel it's so to today's situation and relevant in the number of issues that he touches upon within the monks, within the interactions, the dynamics of the dysfunction of the family members, you know, with John, which makes it very intriguing and exciting television, I believe.
Again, we're talking to Gil Birmingham about Yellowstone here on the Neil Haley Network. You can check it out on the Paramount Network. Kind of looking at Gil, this process and storyline, is your character and Kevin's character adversaries or allies or in between in certain ways?
Well, we're certainly adversaries at this point in time. You know, I'm trying to, as Thomas Rainwater, I'm trying to build alliances to gather resources because John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, has so much resource and that he's trying to maintain. So it's interesting to see the moral ambiguity of choices that are made by these characters.
Oh, yeah. It definitely seems like it for sure. And people could check this out. 9 o'clock Eastern Wednesdays on the Paramount Network, and people got to check their local listings to find out their cable provider or dish provider to find where Paramount's played at and stuff. Correct?
I'm not sure I heard all that, but Paramount does have their own network. It was formerly Spike TV, so if you had the Spike channel, it's now been rebranded as the Paramount Network. They've taken that on, and that's where you can watch it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So that's, again, for people out there to understand, Paramount Network was formerly Spike, so people can check that out for sure. And to get work with Kevin, to get this opportunity, what an amazing thing, Gil. And for fans of Twilight that love Gil, they got to start tuning into Yellowstone, don't they?
Well, they get to see Gil Birmingham actually walking as opposed to Twilight. In a wheelchair.
That's funny for sure. And are you on social media, Gil, where people can connect with you and stuff?
I have a Facebook, Gil Birmingham. I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram. Yeah, but chime on in. I'd love to post up pictures of my various travels in addition to my projects. And I think people would find it interesting. Chime in.
Well, Gil, it was definitely interesting talking to you. I know for a fact that everyone on Twilight, their fans of Twilight, need to tune in, especially when you see the kids that started watching Twilight are getting older now. So they're maturing in this phase as everything goes so fast. It seems like yesterday the first Twilight was out. It's amazing how time flies. So thanks again for calling and best of luck.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Gil. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.